Well, good morning and welcome to the second hour of our live show, which is also a podcast, which you can hear and watch whenever you like on the YouTubes. Join in the comment section. We want to hear from you today. We've got two guests in the studio with us. We've got Libo and we've got Virgil, and we're just talking shit, shooting the breeze, you know, all that kind of nonsense. We were talking about strip clubs earlier, what people are doing for fun, but somebody says here, apparently, Jay says, have you ever been to a live slap fight competition? Next level eye opener. You know, it's where these guys sit opposite each other and then they take a nice long swing, backhand or forehand, right in the guy's face. Violent as hell. It's great. Apparently, it's an awesome thing to watch.
That's when I realized I don't think I'm like a man.
You have to sit there and take a slap.
Yeah, I'm not the most manly, because for me that is a 100% no. I'm never doing that ever, which makes me feel like, don't I have like that barbaric manly thing?
Yeah,
to
but
do?
I don't want to do that.
No,
I
but
don't.
Something.
Would you take? Would you sit there and do that?
Watch it.
Yeah, but you wouldn't want to.
No.
A slap for a slap.
Oh no.
And then they faint.
Listen. They were talking out about how guys go out and do guy things, sit around and talk shit, strip clubs and sports bars. But you know how many guys go out to get into fights?
Yes.
Like, there are a lot of people in this country and probably all over the world. I don't think it's uniquely a South African thing. They wake up on a weekend.
Yeah.
Like, tonight, I'm going to go and cause a fight.
Yeah.
Or get into a fight or start a fight.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never understood that, hey?
Same. I've been with a group of guys, and I remember we were out, and they were starting some trouble over there, and then the other guys from the other group started retaliating against them, and there was one of them standing next to me, and he looked at me, he's like, oh my goodness, Prince, do you know what's about to happen? And I was like, what? He's like, we're about to fight. It's my favorite. This is what he told me. He was like, ooh, we're about to fight. It's my favorite.
He's excited about
he
it.
He was so excited, and then they did. They did fight. And I stood there and I watched them. It was chaos. And I'm like, a few moments ago, this guy literally told me, ooh, we're about to fight. I'm excited. That's what he said.
Yeah, that's what people, it gets their blood flowing. It makes them excited. Apparently, Slap Fight Competition is a CTE show. Slaps and Strongest Man are now both from South Africa. So we're apparently good at both, slapping and lifting heavy shit.
Oh, nice. Are we the champion of the Dana White slap contest thing?
I don't know about that one.
There's a different slap championship. We are winning.
Listen, usually the most deadly people don't want to get into a fight.
Yeah.
You know, you always hear from like martial artists and people who actually know how to conduct themselves in a fight situation. They're trained, they have the disciplines, they have the skill set, they're extraordinary athletes and tacticians.
Yeah.
These are the people who don't want to get in don't want to get involved in some bar fight at 3 a.m.
No.
Because if they get hurt and injured there, then they're not going to be able to take part in their actual competition.
Yeah.
They don't want to risk it.
Also, they could actually really hurt you.
Oh, yeah. And if they were deploying all of their skills, they could kill you. They could.
They could definitely kill you.
So the sort of amateur stuff that you see in a bar fight, those are not professional fighters.
No.
They don't deserve any respect.
No.
These are like brawlers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Usually it's like,
just had a little to drink. And
Have you seen those fights? Have you ever watched those? You often get them on YouTube or Instagram where you see a drunken fight between two guys. I mean, it's slow. It's embarrassing. It's unsophisticated.
Sloppy.
Yeah, it's
they get
sloppy
tired
as
so
hell.
Quickly.
The one guy like falls, then he falls backwards, then he falls forwards. It's just so bad to watch.
A comic of errors.
Yeah, and then of course that guy wakes up the next morning with a blue eye, and he's like, "Yo, I was in a fight day. I'm a real man."
And it wasn't that coherent.
Get over yourself. Exactly. South Africa is definitely slapping way above our weight in a lot of sports. Boksburg on Friday and Saturday nights, says Signet. Yeah, this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Think the heavyweight champ from Power Slap is apparently from Boksburg.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Someone died recently in that ramming thing where guys run into each other. Australia want to ban it now.
Oh, yes. It's the new rugby thing.
Yeah, but they just run down a track and slam into each other.
Yes.
I mean, that's got to be really bad for your head.
And like your spine,
yeah,
and like
shoulder, just every body in general.
But hey, you know what? I'm perfectly okay with watching other idiots do that.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
I don't mind seeing two big oaks running at each other head first, smashing into each other at great force.
Yeah. And one
care.
Is passed out after that.
I don't care that the one has cerebrospinal injuries that last him his lifetime and he drools out of the one side of his mouth and can't say the word yathath without
I'm still commenting, great clip, guys.
Yeah, I'm like, yes, that was I want to watch that again. That I'll watch 17 times.
Yeah.
You know? Have you ever been in a fight?
Back in the day.
Really?
Back in the day, yeah. I haven't fought since high school.
Yeah, I've honestly never been in an actual... I mean, I've been in like... Oaks, calm down kind of situations, yeah. But never really in a fight.
I haven't fought since high school. Last week.
No. I avoid fights.
You should. That's sensible.
Yeah, especially even just for my work. I get a black eye. I can't
You're
shoot.
Kidding. Yeah. But no one's been in a fight with you for a long time.
For a long time.
You should be fine just based on your fitness level.
Oh, no. Back home,
yeah.
They usually target people who look like this because I think
really?
You are the problem.
So what is it, fat guys who are targeting
them? No, if you ever to find
wiry,
yourself
wiry thin guys,
a physical altercation, they were like
short guys.
You look, if you're tall or have a bit of muscle,
short guy will
wanna you're gonna be
you.
A problem, so we're gonna attack you first.
Yeah,
you know.
But I've always had a
chilled vibe.
A lot of not even that. The friends I keep, they usually do that.
Yeah.
You need a couple of rough. I've got some. If I had to, I think I could call up a few friends who could do some damage. I'm sure you could too.
Yes, you must. You must. When I've had this since I was in primary school. So in primary school, I used to have bullies for my bullies. Real talk.
Yeah.
Bullies for my bullies.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
I call bullies to bully my bullies. And I've been like that since primary school, right through my whole life. So even now, in this very moment, I know a few people.
I know someone.
I'd be like, dude, come through. But I'll never do that because
so listen
I'm
to this.
A lover.
Apparently, pro fighters will lose their license if they're caught fighting in public.
I can believe that.
I don't know if it's still the same, says HS, but years ago, the action bar at Presley's was notorious for fights after 1 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
It's
that sounds
action
right.
Action bar, too.
There's a Hawaiian ex-UFC fighter who believes now everyone, including his whole family, wife and kids included, are all clones. He's on the loose and wanted in Hawaii. His name is BJ Penn.
I know BJ Penn.
So that's what you... He clearly has brain injuries.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
100%. So he was a great champion at the time. But since then, he's been getting into all sorts of bar fights, getting knocked out. Because he's a small guy. But remember, in fighting, you fight in your weight class.
Right.
But he goes to the bar, and now he's challenging big dudes, and they slap him. And he's my biggest fear of fighting has always been being passed out in front of everybody.
In front of the public. And wishing up.
No, but you know what?
Goodness.
This also happens. I know some professional sports, like rugby players, for example.
Mm.
They'll go out and other people, normal guys who, I don't know, fix cars or whatever the fuck they do, they'll see the rugby player and they'll go, my chance to make a name for myself is if I start a fight with this guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just get, all I have to do is get one punch in.
Yeah.
You know, and then I can say when he's playing rugby next Saturday, he's going to blow up.
I punched Urban Etzebeth.
There's some people who would want to do that.
Yeah.
So they would go after the biggest guy.
Yeah.
Because it makes them feel a little bit more manly. It's so pathetic, actually.
I've heard somebody say, one time there was a guy at a comedy show sitting right in the front row, just heckling the entire time. Then during the halftime break, I heard him on his way to the bathroom, like talking to some chicks that he was with, to be like, yeah, this is what I love about comedy shows, is that the comedians are always going to talk to you and diss people. So he goes prepared. So he literally goes to the comedy show waiting for someone asking him a question so that he can ruin the show by saying whatever he's going to say. Then I'm like, there are people out there who go out saying, I'm going to start some
trouble.
Wherever I go, I'm about to ruin the show. Just wait for him. Sir, what's your name? Ruin the show. And he was proud of it.
Do you like, I heard an interview with Jimmy Carr the other day where he said he actually likes hecklers. he wants people to heckle him, and he gets a lot of that, especially in the UK. He said that that's the main place he gets heckling. Yeah. He said most American audiences are quite respectful. Yeah. What are South African audiences like?
In terms of heckling.
Still a lot of heckling, yeah.
So the difference I've noticed with Jimmy Carr's heckling is that I think the people in the UK, even their heckling has become part of comedy. Yeah. So it's cultured heckling.
Yeah, you kind of want to make a funny point.
Yeah.
So it's not just like, oh, fuck you, you're boring.
Yeah, so it would be cultured heckling like, where's your mother? Yeah. Oh, that's what and then he gets to say something back. Okay, so where in South Africa, our hecklers...
dusted it from my fingerprints.
And he's sharp like that. Yeah. So that's cultured heckling. I think in South Africa, if you're going to get heckling, it's not going to be cultured. It's going to be some guy who's really drunk.
Puss.
Yeah, who's really... he's really disturbing the show. Some guy that really needs to be removed by the bouncer. So that's not cultured heckling. That's just a mess.
Just
whereas Jimmy Carr, I'm sure the heckling he's talking about is like the savvy heckling. Show us your dirts. Yeah. And then you get to say some funny thing. Do you know what I mean? It's cultured heckling.
But South African audiences, I think a big problem is that people either go out with the wrong intention. You must go to a comedy show and go, okay, I'm here to have fun.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Just relax and have fun.
Yes.
And let's see how this guy can make it even more fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they go out with that express purpose, like that guy you were talking about. This, I'm going to be grumpy. I'm going to be miserable. I'm going to have a bad time. And I'm going to make everyone else's time shitty.
Yeah.
Or they deliberately get as drunk as possible.
Yeah.
And that's no fun for anybody either, right?
Deliberately or undeliberately, but they get drunk as possible.
What fun is there? I don't understand why you would want to go to a comedy show completely fucked up drunk.
You can't hear anything.
Because those are also the ones who shout something stupid.
Yeah. But do you know what I prefer?
Yeah.
I prefer a person who came to the show tipsy. Let's not say drunk. Let's say tipsy. As opposed to these people who smoke a joint before the show.
Oh, really?
There are these people who are like, oh, the show starts at 8. Let's smoke a joint at 7:45 so that when we get in, everything's going to be so much funnier. And it won't. It's not better.
Because they're slower.
You're slower.
Yeah.
You're retarded. You're slow.
Thank you for being honest about this. I have so many disagreements with people about weed because... Again, I don't judge what anyone wants to do. You go for it. But the serious weed smokers, and some of them are very intelligent people.
Yeah.
Some of them, there's nothing that you wouldn't catch them unawares.
Yeah.
They're plugged in. They know what's going on. I tell them, I say, listen, you just aren't as sharp. When you've had a you're just not as sharp. I love you. You're hilarious. You're fantastic. You're clever. But you're just not as sharp when you've had a joint.
No.
And they're like, no, that's bullshit. I'm just as sharp. I don't buy
like
it.
A high audience is the worst, Gareth. Because what happens is, and I've told them to their face.
Jokes just go over their head.
Tell me.
Yeah, I told them to their face. I'm like, guys, you're not my favorite audience. Because what happens is, everyone's smoking different weed. You are smoking sativa, you are smoking indica. Everyone's smoking at different times. You smoked at 3, you smoked at 5, you just smoked right now.
Right.
So your high's there, your high's
the
there.
The waves are all over.
You
the
are
place.
Going up, you are coming down.
Right.
You are on a sativa, so you are energetic. You are an indica, so you're down, you're low. So when I tell the punchline, this guy's laughing too much. He's hearing things that I didn't say at all. This one's laughing too little. They are too busy thinking about how deep the statement I just made was. It's just this one is hysterical. This one is half depressed. This one's falling asleep. Yeah. That one's hungry. This one's mouth is dry. He needs water.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is the worst audience ever. And you know, in comedy, comedy is great when we're all on the same page. So I tell the punchline and we all laugh together. That's so beautiful.
Yes.
But now because you're high, you are laughing in your time. You're laughing in your time. You're not laughing at all.
You haven't
all.
Even said anything. You're like taking a breath between two sentences
and three
some
people
guy
are
goes,
laughing.
Like, what? Dude.
I mean, this is pointless. This is not a group activity at all now.
Ever make fun of the audience? Pick on an audience now and then?
Yeah, always.
Does that ever have any...
negative repercussions?
Yeah.
Only in PE.
Only in Quebec, are you talking about?
No. Yeah, have you ever experienced that?
So my rule is if I make fun of someone in the audience, I must make fun of you about something that you could change.
Have you guys met my servant James?
Thank you,
James.
This is James, he's our servant here on the show.
Thank you, James, is the best.
Thank you, James.
James, sponsored by
No. That's probably gonna be terrible. Look at how do you make tea? No, just account for yourself here. James, I need to talk to you.
Don't tell them it's
that
tea.
First of all, it's just off-white. It's like the wall in color.
Yeah.
That's going to taste like shit.
It's a lighter brown than me.
Is that how you make tea at home? Okay, now how do you like it? Pretty strong. Well, then why would you do this to our guests? You want them to leave straight after the show, don't you?
No, James, the previous tea was nice.
James got straight after the show. He doesn't want you guys lurking around. He's trying to get ready. All right, but please. I find nothing more insulting. You go to someone and they say, would you like a cup of tea? You know, because I'm at an age now where I'm not going to go and have a fucking shot of tequila with people
in the middle of the week.
So I'll have a cup of tea. And then they offer me that.
The trash.
Look at the color of that.
You and Arine, the first cup of tea was nice. I enjoyed that one.
Did you not feel like making a decent one the second time? Did we run out of tea? Okay, all right.
You didn't let the tea bag do its thing. Remember, tea bag needs time to mature in the cup.
Yes, it must what they call brew.
It must brew in the
cup.
Must
brew. Must steep.
Tea bag.
The tea bag
expert.
Must steep in the water. Yeah, I will keep the bag. You won't drink from it with the bag in the
Yeah,
cup.
That sucks.
I do that all the time.
You do?
I'm the weird one here.
That's weird.
No, but
yeah.
At least you like strong tea. You've redeemed yourself to some degree. But man, I'll tell you, that is a criminal offense in my house.
I'll do better.
Let me taste
it. Is yours the same?
No, I opted for just water.
Oh. Okay, well, water.
It's
you
not
know
the
one can
worst.
Fuck water up.
It's not the worst.
Okay. Where were we? We were talking about comedians. Okay, so comedy is great when we're all on the same page. That will never happen. That's what makes comedy so great, to not be on the same page.
Yeah.
Oh, we got all the comedians in the comments today. I bet James doesn't steep his tea. A night of fun, a week of dumb. Weed is rocket fuel these days. That's from BFG.
Weed has changed a lot.
Very few comedians can do great crowd work during the show. It's a real skill to have. I agree with that, Dirk. Good point.
Nice one, Dirk.
James used the same tea bag from the first cup. Well, that's very canonical. I mean.
No wonder. You can see it.
Don't speak about smokers if you haven't smoked yourself. You're all like Malema, very jajarach.
No, we've smoked. What are you talking about? We're speaking from experience.
But I reserve the right to comment on anything and everyone without having any experience of any of it myself. And so can you. Apparently, the world heavyweight slap champ is Koa de Crazy Hawaiian Viernes.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
Those Hawaiians also get very big. They have sumo wrestler genetics
Maori,
in them.
Yeah. Pacific Islands.
Yeah, thick neck, thick.
Yeah, those guys are
it's
big.
Like, it's like brown Afrikaners.
Dwayne Johnson.
That's great. James leaves his tea bag in the cup for the next one.
James, they're on to you, yo.
Listen, I know people who will use a tea bag. Tea is very important, right? Look how we got onto this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
James thought he was just bringing you something to drink. Now this is the topic of conversation. If you use a tea bag more than once, they're not expensive. You could buy a Joko box of tea bags.
Yeah.
It's not going
to
break the bank.
That's a bit desperate to
do that.
You know,
people buy one coffee at some fancy coffee place.
That costs the
entire... That costs the same as the whole box of Joko tea bags, right? Or Five Roses or whatever.
Yeah.
So don't tell me it's like super expensive. But I remember there was a time when there were certain old ladies who would dry out the tea bags.
Yes.
And then... I don't know if they'd strain and reuse the tea by opening the bag or they'd use the bag twice as it was.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's cheap and there's economical.
Yeah, that's a bit much. Okay, let's say that tea bags back in the day were just stronger. So you could use
it. So maybe,
two to three times. But a modern day tea bag? No, you can't even get a good one use out of it.
No, I don't think so.
Remember there was a time where Drinko Pop was supposed to make 2 liters of cool drink? Now, dude, Drinko Pop's not even
guess
something.
Guess what I found out about one of my friends who I've known for 22 years? She drinks Oros.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She still... She likes Oros.
Yes.
She buys one of those big things of Oros.
Yeah.
Puts it with some water.
I will fight anyone about my Oros.
You like Oros too?
Are you in the Oros?
There we go.
I will fight anyone for that.
It is an OG juice.
It is. It really is.
Still, I would have my juice there, my crush and everything.
Yeah.
Oros is still there.
And flavors. Do you do the flavors?
Oh, no. Just stick to original.
Okay.
Yeah.
The original Oros.
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 We grew up on that shit.
Yeah.
If we were thirsty, mom, can we have some Coke? Are you out of your mind?
Yes, I'm
That's
Oros.
Not for you, children. Get some Oros.
What do you know about acid?
But even Oros was a bit of a luxury in my house.
Yeah.
There was worse juices that you could drink.
There
with,
were.
With no name. 12-in-1s and just weird stuff. Oros was a blessing.
Probably like powdered cancer.
They used to have that powdered stuff. Yeah.
I remember that shit. In fact, I think one of the brands was called Powdered Cancer, for all we know. Right?
No, Oros is the winner.
But Oros was, I mean, listen, she said to me, she came up here from KZN, and she's like, do you have some Oros? I was like,
what? Oros?
Are you kidding? She said, no, well, don't worry, I brought my own.
Cheapest.
She brought a thing of Oros. I was
cheapest.
Like, okay.
Just a nip. She took out a nip.
Right. Exactly.
From my own.
It's like those people who always, you know, when you say someone, you'll say, well, what can I get you to drink? And they'll go, do you have a 5-year single barrel, single malt whiskey from, you know, Laphroaig or whatever? And you'll go, no, of course not.
No,
why would
no.
I have that? I don't have everything. I look like a bar?
Oh, yeah.
And they'll go, oh, don't worry, I brought my own.
Mm-hmm.
They
yeah.
pull out their own special thing. People who travel with their own booze or their own drink.
I always like people like that because it means that they really know what they like.
Sure. Mm-hmm. But they're a pain in the ass.
It is a pain in the ass. You know what I always like? I like the guy who comes to the pool place with his own stick, with his own pool cue.
Oh, yeah.
He takes it out. He's got his own chalk and his own stuff.
And it's all polished and beautiful.
And then he gets his ass beat.
Yeah, but this is his moment, right? Like, this is his thing.
When he takes it out, especially.
He screws it into all the different parts. And
it's shiny.
Puts the little powdery stuff on the end. I haven't been to one of those places for a long time.
Some guy shooting with some old broken stick and then wins. And that's what I'm like, why did you do the whole thing now? You lose to this guy.
And isn't that usually what happens?
They always challenge that guy. Everyone always wants to challenge that guy.
Yeah, you must. Why is he doing that?
I want to play that guy.
Takes out gloves.
Even your gloves. I was about to say the same. He puts on the glove.
And I'm like, oh man, he's a tournament guy. He's a tournament. Oh, yeah. And then loses to Frederick there, who's half drunk.
Yeah, that is hilarious. And and most of these places, I'm sure those tables aren't straight anyway.
The tables aren't even straight.
No.
The cushion doesn't bounce properly.
No,
like, that stick is too much.
It was bought from Cash Crusaders.
It's been here for 15
years. Because they repossessed it from some guy's house there.
Yeah. The ball gets stuck inside of it now and then. You have to lift the table.
You guys ever remember, there was a thing when we were kids, and I was talking to Tall Ass Mo about this. It was either high school or early in varsity. Did you ever play air hockey? There were those tables, where you had a little puck.
Yeah, I love that game.
And then you would, I loved that thing.
Yeah.
I would play that with mates of mine. We would play it all the time. And I haven't seen one of those for ages. Tall Ass Mo says
you
can get me a table.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I want one.
Yes, get one.
Just blows like a thin layer of air on the table and then this. Have you ever played this?
No.
I love
PE,
that game.
They don't have good air.
They don't waste. They don't even waste like that.
Nibor, I'm really giving you shit about this today.
Wait, did you ever refer to PE as?
Yeah, the armpits of South Africa. Everybody in PE knows this.
Yeah, because it was a big thing.
It was
hurt. You hurt our feelings.
It hurts everyone's
feelings. I didn't
realize it hurt your feelings.
Why did he say it's the armpit?
I was interviewed by the newspaper, whatever it was there when that was still a thing.
The Herald.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I thought, what a strange thing to. Anyway, they asked me, like, what do you have to say about PE? Because you've said some horrible things in your radio show. And I said, it's just the armpit of South Africa. I mean, I could have said the ass crack. I could have said the ball sack. I could have said some horrible things about pee.
Armpit is the nicest ugly thing you could say,
yeah,
though.
But it's like the armpits of South Africa, right? So they got so angry that the mayor wouldn't let me. The mayor banned me from PE. I was like, I'm coming anyway. So I went anyway. I tried to organize a thing, a ceremony, where I would apologize to the mayor. And the mayor refused to come to the ceremony. They were really upset. I still get people from PE, like today with Libo, saying, hey, oh, why did you say this thing about PE? So people are very upset about this.
But people also care about what you say.
It's like 20 years later, dude. Get over it. I've moved on. You can move on. I've been to PE a lot since then. And I do like PE. I like the PE people, but I'll never get away from this armpit thing. So I've just embraced it. I've embraced armpits. And it's not very good. It's smelly in there.
Zolala says, you didn't say like a smelly armpit. You just said an armpit.
Yeah,
armpits
exactly.
Can be nice.
I mean, yeah. Zolala says, where is S and the sport bloke today? Who's S? Simpiwe, that's Friday, Zolala. What, did you wake up in the middle of the week and think it was Friday? Carl from PE says the local spur in PE has an air hockey table.
There we go.
Ah,
thank you.
There we go.
Thank you, Carl.
Also, all Magic right. Company. Magic Company has the air hockey table.
Yeah, man.
I recently went to the Laugh Africa Comedy Festival and they just randomly had an air hockey table. So you could play while the show was still starting.
I wonder how much it'll cost me to buy one and keep one at my house. I'll just play that all day. No, I don't even need to play against anyone.
Oh, no, but you do need it to come back.
How would that work?
You need a system. You're going to need a fan. Put a fan on that
side.
No,
I'll tell you what. This is going to be the reason I get married. I'll find a woman who likes air hockey and I'll marry her and she could just play air hockey with me all day. I'll be perfectly happy.
You can
finally,
Google.
A reason to share my life.
Google air hockey female
champion.
Who
knew it was so difficult, huh? Arthur Cedric Mayer says, F you, Gareth, PE is better than Joburg. Far better, he says. Well, you can't even walk in it. You should try walking around Hillbrow. Why would
who
I?
Who does that?
What kind of stupid thing is that to say, Arthur?
I mean, that's like in PE saying, yeah, you should try taking a walk in Katanga. It's going to be the same result.
Yeah, right. Hillbrow.
In Katanga.
PE downtown is also pretty dodge. Yeah.
Right, exactly. What about proper
downtown.
Pinball? Machines, guy?
To downtown, yeah, goodness. It's
is downtown PE great?
No,
it's compared to downtown Joburg. It is great. It's compared to downtown Joburg. Oh,
okay, but I mean, in the land of the blind, the one-eyed is king.
Yeah, because that's what was happening here. You were saying.
Although I did go to a bar in PE, also when we were there for Idols, probably. And I went there with our producer, and then our late Darren Scott. And Darren and the producer of the show also could drink. The two of them kind of eyed each other over the bar. And there was almost like that moment where you hear, wah, wah, wah. And they looked at each other, and you could just see they were like, okay, squaring up for a drinking contest. And I just sat there and watched this and laughed and laughed and laughed because they both took it very seriously.
Yeah. So
it was something. They were professional drinkers.
Oh, my word.
So, that was a fun night out. So I'll give PE more points on that one. Okay. I played air hockey with my seven-year-old. Screen just went dead. I played air hockey with my seven-year-old son the other day, and it was fantastic. Bronwyn, I hope you're not saying that I have the mentality of seven-year-old. But if you are, that's fine. Your seven-year-old is obviously going to grow up to be a very, very competitive, talented, and brilliant human being at some point. The best hangout in PE is now the spur and not the golden curtain. Okay? All right. Stop it now.
So this spur is quite popular.
Yeah.
They're all raving about this spur.
My son says Chris bought a pinball machine and plays it when he's pissed off with his wife.
Okay. Pinball is the...
Pinball, that can be fun.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah.
Apparently some of these pinball machines fetch up to 50,000 rand more and more.
Oh,
they're expensive.
Yeah, I've never made money off pinball.
I don't think air hockey will cost me that much, right?
No.
I'm going to get an air hockey thing for my house.
Get the foosball also.
No, I had one of those.
You don't
we had one of those in our office. And my brother and I used to have one because I shared a room with my brother for a couple of years. I mean, all kids, you know, parents just throw you into one room.
Yeah,
you
know, they'll get along like
and
two puppies.
We had a foosball. It was a cheap one that my brother and I had, but we had a very fancy one when we started Cliff Central.
Yeah.
And for a while, people were playing it. And then eventually, I suppose, people just get bored.
Yeah,
and I think if I
players.
Buy an air hockey thing, the same thing will happen. Eventually, they'll just end up outside. You know, the rain will fall. It'll start to buckle and bend. And I'll be like, oh, what a waste money on this thing. So maybe it's just a stupid dream.
People make things fun. So if you're going to buy your own thing, then make sure that people are coming to your house regularly to play the thing.
Don't know if that's going to happen.
You see.
Yeah, you guys have just talked me out of it. I think I might have started talking myself out of it as well.
It's like those people who have a movie theater at their house. I'm like, that's cool, but who's coming to your house? Let's talk.
Right.
And how often are they coming
exactly.
to your house? Or else this is pointless.
Because we all think, wouldn't it be cool to have a movie theater?
Yeah. And then,
but then you think about how you watch most stuff now. It's on your laptop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right?
And it's two people most of the time. It's
exactly.
you and it's one person. Yeah. What are you movie theatering for?
We waste money, man. It's the funniest thing. I didn't have power for like a week and a half. My whole neighborhood didn't. So everybody, and I didn't have hot water or any of that shit. But the amazing thing is I realized how much power you really don't need.
Okay.
You know, like you leave lights on around the house or when you go to sleep at night, you leave on some outside lights because it shouldn't be like totally in the dark, right?
Yeah.
But you don't need to put on all the lights.
No.
And if you think about lamps inside the house, you could switch those things off. Because I was trying to conserve power.
Yeah.
And I realized how much stupid shit is on.
Yeah.
You leave chargers on.
Wi-Fi. We leave the Wi-Fi on, but we've left the house.
And you're asleep.
Like, switch it off. Yeah. What are you using Wi-Fi for?
Ridiculous. So I think we can all. I'm not going to buy this football. I mean, this air hockey table.
Table tennis.
Really not.
Table tennis. But then, you also need your.
And you need quite a lot of space for competitive.
That is true.
Like table tennis, you can't just put up on the balcony, you know?
Yeah.
That's not going to work. I just got a foosball table, says Leon, creating a man cave with my pool table. Yeah, maybe there's still some merit here. Hello from Antananarivo in Madagascar, says Toki Ramelson.
Wow.
Hey, Toki, nice to have you on. That's a pretty cool place to be listening to us from.
Have you been to Madagascar?
No, I haven't been, but I want to go.
Yeah, please.
Apparently,
go.
It's fascinating. You've been?
No.
So why are you telling me to go?
I want you to.
Sounds like you're trying to get rid of me.
Please go.
No one has ever come to me and be like, yo, I went to Madagascar, we did this, never.
Really?
And it's right here. It's like right here off the coast.
I interviewed a guy just a couple of weeks ago who said, it's terrific. It's really very cool. And it's not super expensive, apparently.
Do you think it's like Durban?
Maybe a little more tropical because it's kind of, it's further north.
Yeah.
So it's closer to the equator.
Yeah.
We've got people in the comments who've been to Madagascar as well. Look up Lectron Billiards for all table games, including air hockey. Okay. Where is your phone? I always see your phone right next door to your coffee mug. I actually like it that way.
Wow. Jeepers.
There we go.
OCD. Yeah.
We got to be careful what we change on this show. Or Zolela's never coming back.
That's a big change.
Wow.
Zolela.
Jesus.
This is you got to find new things. You know what we'll do?
Adrian
Let's
Monk.
Change it every week. We're going to move everything around and see if we can drive Zolela crazy.
Stop watching.
Okay. You can put a cover on it and protect it or even get a solid top so it's a table when it's not being played on. Get one. The stories will be great.
Okay.
That's a good idea. So you turn it into like the table if you're like having a braai or whatever, eating around it. But you lift the top of the table and it's an air hockey game.
Is he talking about air hockey or table tennis? What is he talking about?
Yeah,
no, air hockey. I don't have space for table. My neighbor just built herself a proper paddle court.
Ooh.
Now that's expensive.
Wow.
She must be really into it, hey?
Wow, at the house.
At the house.
Wow.
I don't know about.
Why
Do
at
you
the
play
house?
Paddles?
I started.
Oh, you did?
Started just a couple of weeks. I wanted to go see what.
The fuss was about, because
I'm more of a tennis player.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love tennis.
Yes.
So when paddle came along, it just didn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
as I said, a couple of weeks ago, I decided to meet up with a couple of mates and try it out. It was fun, like socially.
Yeah.
But, you know, I still want to be competitive.
Did you win?
Yeah. It's similar to tennis. I mean, if you can play tennis, you can play paddle.
Isn't paddle like half tennis, half squash?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I don't know.
I could never play squash.
I'm worried that if I do it, I'm going to like it. Mm-hmm. You know how many things in my life I've just said no to that could have been great?
Because you're like, once I like it, I'm going to be obsessed.
That's it.
I'll become
obsessed. And I know it will take up all of... I will think about it while I'm sleeping. And I don't know if I want that.
Match point.
That's why I don't play golf.
Point.
Tennis.
Oh, what? Golf?
I won't do that.
Might as well.
If I had tried the first time and I'd been... even a little bit talented,
yeah.
I would have got into it and I would have been obsessed.
Golf.
Anything, dude, not just golf. Paddle could have been like that. Cars would have been like that. If I get into something, I get into it.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then it does. It takes over my life.
Yeah, for that period of time at least.
I'm one of those people who, if I get interested in something, if I have a project to do,
yeah,
whether it's work or otherwise,
yeah,
and it's something I love,
yeah,
and I'm thoroughly interested in.
Yeah,
wild horses cannot tear me away from that, yeah, thing. I will stop eating.
Yeah,
I will stop talking to people for a week.
Yeah.
I'll become so engrossed in that one thing, and I can't imagine a worse fate for myself than, yeah, being obsessed with golf or paddle or something stupid like that.
Okay.
Where there's no prize.
It's
not like you can make a living out of it. Mm-hmm. Certainly not at my age. So why even, don't even dabble.
Yeah.
Don't even dabble.
You sound like me with FIFA. Like,
oh, yeah?
When I started to learn FIFA, but people had been playing for such a long time, so they're all so good already. So when I started, it's also this obsessive thing to be like, okay, now I need to learn the whole thing.
Right.
Now I need to know how to do this. Same with Game of Thrones. I think when I started watching Game of Thrones, everyone else had already finished it. But it was COVID then, so it gave us all a second chance to watch again.
Yeah.
Then now I know more Game of Thrones than the people who knew Game of Thrones before.
The ones who watched it.
I'm telling them stuff and they're like,
Do you have any obsessions, Libo?
Tennis?
Okay, you said you're obsessed. So do you watch things like the Roland Garros?
I'm watching
at the
moment? Right now. I follow it every day. I'm a decent tennis player, I would like to think. So, so decent. I think I could challenge anyone in my industry.
Oh, I think you should.
Anyone.
It sounds like you should be posting some of this shit so we can judge for ourselves.
Yeah.
Yes, please. Yeah.
Also, please invite me and Gail.
Please.
No, don't. Come in.
I won't come.
We might have a panel thing next to the tennis.
Would you do celebrity tennis?
Not a chance.
Have you ever done celebrity boxing?
Yeah. No, I would. I hate celebrities.
I'm surprised.
I don't want to be around celebrities.
Oh, yeah.
And also, those things, they invited me once to do... celebrity, I think it was either Big Brother or one of those. It could have been something else. It took me 2 seconds to say no thank you. They invite me to be on shows. No, don't even invite me. I don't want to be on anyone else. I do this show.
Yeah.
This is, if you really want to see what I think or join in a conversation with me or ask me something or this show, this is... perfect place. We're not going anywhere else. No, thank you. With peace and love. Like we were saying earlier, no more podcasts. Don't ask me to be on your show. I'm not interested.
No crazy campaigns.
No.
Do you still do some corporate campaigns and stuff?
Occasionally. So we've got some really cool clients we work with here at The Real Network.
Yeah.
Those are the ones I'll work with primarily. There are a lot of terrible people in marketing, eh?
Yeah.
Terrible people who don't know what they're doing, and I don't want to work with those people. So
yeah.
I work with the people I want to work with.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've had to do corporate gigs.
Yeah.
Sometimes for the most dreary people.
Most of the time.
And then they also give you a list of stuff that you should and shouldn't joke about, right?
So then the comedy is now not in 100, it's now in 70.
Yeah. It must drive you crazy, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not the ideal environments for comedy. As comedians, we generally do it for the money, honestly speaking.
Yeah, of course.
But it's not the greatest environment for a good old comedy session. No, not
for
at all.
For sure.
Not at all.
Influence with the live amateur air hockey and tennis. Hey, that could be fun if we have like air hockey tournaments here as part of the show.
And you mic us up.
I don't know how much fun it would be for people to hear that click, 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 click the
it
whole time.
It will be like Yo TV.
It'll feel like a kid's TV program. It will. You're right. We can't do this. I don't know. I can't believe we've been talking about air hockey so much. I feel so stupid.
We get stuck on certain topics.
Yes.
Strip club air hockey.
Homotso says in the comment, paddle's not good for your knees.
I've heard this.
You think that's true? I think tennis is probably worse.
I would think so.
Yeah.
You do more running in tennis. I think it's you definitely do more damage.
To me, the knees things, to me, it sounds like the problem comes from the stopping and changing direction, and changing direction. Mm-hmm. Where a tennis court, because you're running further, there's less of that. But I can imagine on a pedal court, there's a lot of stopping and chaining. And so I mm-hmm. think your knees are constantly caught in odd positions.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that the most common injury with tennis players is the knees?
Knees, elbow, hip.
Yeah. Yeah.
First enhanced games are next May in Las Vegas. Need to see what some of these athletes look like already. Okay, so Dirk is bringing up Peter Thiel's enhanced games. Have you guys heard about this? This is the Olympics, but where they can take performance-enhancing drugs.
Ooh. Oh, wow. That's wild.
This is going to be fun.
That's very interesting.
Right?
That's freak show stuff.
This is going to make the Olympics disappear into the back. No one's going to give a shit about the Olympics
anymore.
Because
entertainment value is with the freak shows.
And like I've said so many times, we don't care if they have a heart attack or an aneurysm or they develop a tumor on their adrenal glands. None of that thing should be a problem for us as the viewers. Mm-hmm. If they want to become the fastest man in the world and do the 100 meters in 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Right?
Yeah.
You're going to watch that. I'm going to watch that.
Let's catch it on camera and then let's never do it again.
Dirk. That's a good one. I appreciate you reminding us. So that's next May.
Oh, okay. Vegas.
I mean, that's the kind of thing I would actually go to watch.
Yeah. Even like maybe the slap one, I'd be like, okay, how hard could you slap someone?
Justice, you could knock someone. You could kill someone if you slapped them hard enough on the right performance enhancing.
But imagine
drugs.
They also on steroids, so they also have like a strong neck.
They got carotid arteries like hose pipes.
Yeah. Like they pass out, but their eyes are still open.
Frightening. Comparing tennis to paddle is like comparing cricket to action cricket, says Dirk.
Dirk is upset.
Fair.
All right. Can't be as bad as running is for runners. Oh, yeah. You know, the worst thing, and I feel bad, I see these people first thing in the morning running early. Yeah. This morning there were two. I spoke about this on Monday. I almost killed this guy. He was running in the middle of the road.
Oh, snap.
But, you know, and it's dark at 5 in the morning now. You see people. They're not wearing reflective clothing or any of that shit that these runners are meant to do.
Yeah.
But the runners, maybe it's because they're up early and they run in the sun in summer.
Yeah.
That ages them very badly. Eh?
Is it?
Do you think they age badly, the runners? It's interesting that you'd mention that.
Are you a runner?
I'd have to see. Me? Yeah. No.
Okay.
I do park runs every now and then.
Okay, well, that's impressive.
That's fun.
That's good to do.
Or do a park walk. Yeah. Anything to do with
park. Yeah.
Not for me.
I do park run. I think that the weather is hard on the runners.
Yeah.
In the long run.
Yeah.
They always end up looking like 5 years older than they should.
It's also the weight thing. Like if you are gaining weight, then a race comes, you're losing weight. You're gaining weight, you're losing weight. Somehow that sits badly on you in the future.
Maybe.
The fact that you constantly fluctuated weights between, because obviously your race day is probably your best weight. That's where you're coming in the perfect. But then I'm assuming after that you're eating again, you're having fun, and then for your next race again, you have to start toning again.
The runners also, they never look, because they're quite lean.
Yeah.
And sinewy. They're quite wiry.
They're not attractive.
No, well, it's not. You know, like women, you want a bit of shape.
Yeah.
Not.
Yeah. Yeah, and now the guys are also worse because they also look
guys
super
are wiry. The guys are like
bony.
Yeah, they look like they've been underfed.
They sometimes even have this thing here, this thing, and I'm like, dude, but get the gold though. Get the gold.
Yeah. You go. You get the gold, runners.
You get the gold.
You do you.
Yeah. Make it make sense.
You look like you just come out of a concentration camp, but don't worry, you'll be fine.
Auschwitz.
Yeah, horrible. It's not a good look. Well, that's in our humble opinion. You might disagree. Yeah. Maybe there's someone listening to us now. You're like, oh, screw you guys. It's fine.
Yeah.
We don't all have to do the same thing. I'll be the air hockey champion. You can be the running champion.
I'll be the.
I'm seriously considering this air hockey. Yeah. Right? I'll invite you guys around.
Let's go. Hire
it for a month.
You have to plug that thing in, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because it's got like a compressor or something on it. Yes. Fuck, that's cool. I got
to
have it.
You get your friends to put in R5 when they want to play.
Look at this. Air hockey dining table. Could you also pass the pepper?
Oh, yeah. That's so cool.
That would be fun.
That is
all right,
so cool.
I think it's decided. I'm going to do this.
You pass all right,
everybody. Well, listen, is there anything you guys want to plug? Anything you want to tell people about? Shows that you might be doing? Stuff where people can find out more about both of you? Go on.
I'll go first if you don't mind. Ladies and gentlemen, YouTube. So I recently got monetized on YouTube, which means from now on, every video you watch is beneficial to my financial health.
Go and subscribe. Go and subscribe, like, follow, all that shit.
Prince right. The comedian. Thank you.
I actually would love to try and do that, you know. As I said, this is my first podcast. I kind of live my life in my bubble.
We prefer that, man. That's why I was...
I'm trying to step outside of that bubble now and start exploring new
yeah,
avenues.
But you seem like a really chilled, regular guy.
My life.
Someone people would want to be mates with, you know?
But that's the thing. You know, as like you, I keep my private life private.
Yeah.
Good.
No one knows.
Yeah, that's why all these fucking stalkers should leave you alone.
I keep my private life private. He's cool, but man, a lot of people want to see my boring life. I think my life is very monotonous. Like, it's boring.
Hey,
it's just
if they want to see it, so let them.
I'm thinking of doing this YouTube thing, you know? Maybe.
Don't sleep on YouTube.
Yeah. You know? I think this year I should start something.
Yeah. Don't
all
sleep
right.
on YouTube.
Well, but you can, we can follow you on social media. You
yes.
got like 100,000+ followers on.
Yes, yes, yes. I need more.
130,000?
I'll give
James
you one
tells
more.
Me what. How many people?
How much do you have?
Just over 100.
On Instagram.
180. Okay,
on
sorry,
Insta.
I got it wrong. 180.
That's not easy.
That's pretty good, man.
Yeah, that's not easy.
That's very impressive.
Thank you. Thank you. That's just my one account.
Shit,
yeah,
okay.
That's not easy.
See, the guy can, he's got some clout to swing around.
He's cloud points.
Oh. All right, very good. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank
and
you.
Thank you especially for joining us this morning. What is this? Judas says today has really been a proper bro show from start to finish.
Thanks.
Well, you get Leanna Mondays, you get Sims on Fridays. Not all spaces are girl spaces, all right? Fuck. Anytime there's a place where it's just guys, why aren't we invited?
Yeah, the ruin of fun.
All right. But thank you. We take your point, Judas. We will see you on Friday. And we'll see everybody on Friday. Because this is a place for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And we will see you at 6 a.m. So don't be late. I'll try my best not to as well. Sorry about being 5 minutes late this morning. Ciao, everybody. Be good.
Awesome.
Bye-bye.